This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thank someone. It's Friday, don't you think, folks? We begin with a decent bit of news, though, in a week of pretty dismal developments. In a moment, we're going to check in on two small business owners experiencing some of the heartbreak of the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. But with just four more days of the Obama-Romney political campaign to go, we've heard from the U.S. Labor Department. October's unemployment rate basically held steady, 7.9% versus 7.8% in September. But the number of jobs added to the economy was a welcome 171,000 in the private sector. There was welcome news across the board in the industries surveyed. One solid negative, government jobs were reported down. Joining us for more on all this, Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for Takeaway co-producer WNYC Radio. Charlie, welcome.
Good morning.
So this is pretty good news, but just pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing is over the course of this year, about 157,000 jobs have been created each month. And you know, traditionally, we like to see at least 150,000 jobs a month to just kind of keep unemployment at a steady rate. And that's basically what we're seeing here. You know, the unemployment rate went up very slightly from 7.8% to 7.9%. We're seeing jobs created. That's a good sign. We're seeing private sector jobs being created. Those are good signs. But we're not seeing enough still to really push down that unemployment rate. So, you know, it kind of feels like we're at a little bit of this tipping point. If things continue in this trend, they might start picking up more. But, you know, where we're at right now, it's a good number. We need more.
Is this the new normal in a sense that we're not going to see the big numbers we used to get? They're asking this on some of the financial channels, 400,000 jobs per month. We're never going to see that again?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, people predict that and then something happens, some new technology, some new innovation, some new productivity thing that we've never thought about or never imagined happens and creates jobs. You know, one of the big concerns here is that with so many people who are unemployed, especially those who are long-term unemployed, do you have a class of people who, in a way, just don't have the skills to be able to get back into where the economy is going now and find those sorts of jobs? That's one of these big concerns. Is this really a big structural change to the way the economy is organized, or is it that this is just a cycle that we're going through and this has been a really tough recession?
Is the reorganizing a damping factor on the recovery in the sense that people are finding their way to new jobs, maybe through some of the hurdles that you're talking about, retraining, et cetera, but it slows things down?
Yeah, exactly. It slows things down. I mean, the one positive sign is that consumers are feeling better, so that might stimulate things and get jobs created. The downside is that we're worried about this fiscal cliff that's coming. Employers are very worried, and that may mean that they hold off on hiring.
And, you know, if the government jobs are going down, that may be a positive for the deficit, although if those people are losing work,
it's not definitely something the Republicans want, which is a smaller federal government.
Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for Takeaway co-producer WNYC. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you.
Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome back to the program, Todd.
Hi, John. Well, we hope it will be resolved in 4 days. One hopes.
That's correct. Yes. Well, assuming that it is, this unemployment number, I suppose it's not the best news in the world, but it certainly doesn't change the narrative. Where we are now is where we're going to be on Monday or Tuesday, barring any further calamities. And again, we don't know about that either.
And that's really the point. 171,000 non-farm jobs added to the economy in October, John. You can think of this as one last predictable possible landmine standing in President Obama's way. The jobs numbers and the release of those jobs numbers first Friday of the month are predictable, although even the release of today's numbers were somewhat thrown into doubt earlier this week with Hurricane Sandy and whether the government number crunchers would have the numbers out on time. They did. But it was predictable, and if you watch politics closely, you know how important unemployment figures are. This could have been a very terrible number. It could have upticked unemployment 0.3, 0.4, or 0.5% in the worst case scenario. And that would have been a very different narrative for President Obama on this last week of the campaign. Mitt Romney, incidentally, is making his closing arguments today and tomorrow on the campaign trail. And that's a speech that could have been very different if these numbers had been much worse. On the converse, it does allow President Obama to continue his narrative, which is the economy continues to build, the economy continues to fight back. He cannot say it's roaring back. It isn't. He can't say that it's raging back. It is not. But he can say that it is coming back and that it's moving forward, which is his slogan. So he avoided a landmine here.
But tell us what you think about the developments that are, you know, in the spin cycle today, and who knows, maybe they will survive through the weekend. The president making a reference to a secretary of business, something that Mitt Romney has picked up on. And the endorsement now of Mayor Bloomberg of New York on, of all things, the grounds that Barack Obama is the one candidate who accepts climate change. And that's something that the mayor here in New York believes he's dealing with this Superstorm Sandy.
He does. And John, between you and me, when I saw Mayor Bloomberg's endorsement yesterday, I thought he must have been watching Frontline. I wondered if anyone else had been over the last couple of weeks, because it was about the politics of climate denial. And that was very, very interesting to me. But Mitt Romney is out there making the argument that he is here to change the next 4 years, that Barack Obama, pardon me, represents the status quo. And he may have some currency with today's job numbers. They're not great. They're fine. They're not stellar. They're just okay. And he might be able to make the point that they're just mediocre and that, dare I say it, America can do better.
And through the weekend, both campaigners will be in battleground states. And that's where we're going to pick up with them on Monday when we talk to you again. Anything to watch this weekend?
Well, barnstorming, Ohio, Nevada, Pennsylvania. I think what's interesting and one thing that we'll talk about is that the Republicans will be in Pennsylvania over the weekend, saying that it is in play. This has sort of runs into a script at the end of campaigns. Pennsylvania is sort of always in play, but it hasn't really worked out that way since the late 80s. So we'll talk about that.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, watching the last 4 days of this presidential campaign. Thanks, Todd.
You bet.